the North Texas Chamber Players on Kansas Public Radio, playing music from 1888, Arthur Byrd's March Miniature. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. Welcome to the classical music portion of the day of Kansas Public Radio. Next, a beautiful sonata by Handel, an exciting caprice played by Yo-Yo Ma on the cello, and then we'll go a little bit lower with a concerto for double bass. Support for all this great classical music this morning on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Noto Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, presenting A Celebration of Souls, Day of the Dead in Southern Mexico. Exhibit features photography of the Oaxacan Memorial Holiday. Opens October 4th. Info at explorenoto.org. And from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans make informed financial decisions for their families for over 45 years. More at bobschwartzfinancial.com. Here's the Sweet Handel Sonata. It's for two oboes and accompaniment, played by a group called Convivium on KPR. A so agreeable sonata by George Frideric Handel that he scored for two oboes in sweet harmony, played by Convivium for that sonata number 3. Next, the 24th Caprice by Niccolo Paganini. Next hour, we have Dvorak's 6th Symphony, and we have live music with the Lawrence Community Orchestra in the 11 o'clock hour today here on KPR. We're live, we're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. It's 50 degrees right now in Lawrence. It should be 78 this afternoon, then reverse those numbers for tomorrow. Should have a high of 87 for Thursday. You can enjoy a marvelous concert piece for violin from the great Max Bruch after the noon news, plus a superb blend of oboe and strings in a quartet by E.J. Morin, classical music from noon to 3 here on KPR. Here's Yo-Yo Ma, cellist. Yo-Yo Ma, playing the 24th Caprice by Niccolo Paganini, written for the violin, usually heard higher. Next, we'll go lower. We'll hear a string bass, a double bass, on KPR, where support for the classical music comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable e-books, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org. It's 9:30, 55 degrees in Lawrence, on the way up to 78. Next, composer with a name that sounds funny the first time you hear it, Carl Ditters von Dittersdorf. Here's his concerto for double bass with Chichi Nwanoku, the double bassist with the Swedish Chamber Orchestra, now on KPR. A concerto for string bass or double bass in D major by Carl Ditters von Dittersdorf, Paul Goodwin and the Swedish Chamber Orchestra, and the young double bassist from that new recording is Chichi Nwakonu here on KPR. Coming up right after the 10 o'clock news in just a few minutes, a song from a rather dark period of Samuel Barber's life in the 1970s as he was battling depression and alcoholism. Now Have I Fed and Eaten Up the Rose, about an unfortunate man who was buried alive. Listen for that after the 10 o'clock news here on KPR.
Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news, weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us in the morning for the next one. It's on before classical music starts at 9. From 5 to 9 each weekday morning, it's Morning Edition from NPR here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're, well, KPR stands for Kansas Public Radio. We're from KU on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. K-A-N-H, K-A-N-H, HD1 Emporia, K-A-N-V, K-A-N-V, HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and K-A-N-Q, Chanute. That striking song by Samuel Barber right after the news, also Bois Mortier and Antonine Dvorak. Support for news on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting On the Ballot, a Kansas City Week in Review special, with analysis of Missouri's upcoming ballot measures, airing on Channel 19.1, Friday evening, October 18th at 7:30 p.m. It's 10:01. It's KPR.
Live from NPR. Leader turned pregnant women to evacuate the area. Jennifer Lutton, NPR News, Newport, Tennessee.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Sony Pictures Classics, presenting The Outrun. It's a new film starring Saoirse Ronan. A young woman returns home to the magical Orkney Islands while on a journey of recovery and sobriety. Starts Friday, only in theaters. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. And now the words of James Joyce, set to music by Samuel Barber. Samuel Barber, American composer, died in 1981, and the 1970s were hard for him. He was battling depression and alcoholism and failing health, but he was able to find these grim words. The original text, I guess, is by Gottfried Keller, but James Joyce made the rhyming translation. "Now I have fed and eaten up the rose," but Samuel Barber still managed to make some beauty out of such terribly grim words. The character in the poem is buried alive. Well, next on KPR, we'll have some brighter music by Joseph Bois Mortier, a flute suite and with viola da gamba, and then Dvorak's Sixth Symphony coming. And we have music by Florence Price in the 11 o'clock hour. Her first symphony will be featured on the Lawrence Community Orchestra's program in downtown Lawrence this Saturday evening. And we will talk with Rachel Dirks in the 11 o'clock hour before we hear the Florence Price and have their special musical guest, Heidi Gluck, is here. And they're warming up across the hall and we'll go live in the 11 o'clock hour. So looking forward to that. Here's the flute and viola da gamba piece now on KPR. The sound of flute and viola da gamba together with Anne Savignat, flutist, and Christine Plubeau playing the viola da gamba. That was Flute Suite number 6 by Joseph Bois Mortier. Next we have Dvorak's Symphony number 6. Become a KPR sponsor and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute. It's an after-school program for kindergarten through fifth graders, welcoming volunteers for special projects, reading to the children, or to share a talent or a skill. Details on how to get involved at cherrystreet.org. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison, Kansas Public Radio. With the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, Myung-Won Chung directing, here's Antonín Dvořák's Opus 60, his Symphony No. 6 in D Major, on KPR Kansas Public Radio. Myung-Won Chung directing the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra in the Opus 60 by Antonín Dvořák. That was Dvořák's Symphony No. 6 here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We'll hear the Lawrence Community Orchestra right after the news and then hear their soloist for their October 5th concert coming up in downtown Lawrence. We'll tell you more soon.
Monsters rule at KPR's next Cinema A-Go-Go.
We are all under suspicion of murder.
What imbecile thought that of?
Friday night at Liberty Hall, we've got a terrific double feature from 1932, Dr. X, plus Frankenstein meets the Wolfman.
There's a curse upon me. I change into a wolf.
Doors open 6:30 Friday. Tickets at the door. Get the scary details at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio. From KU, KANU, and KANU, HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV, HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ, Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas. Committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. And from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Mad About Mozart to open their 38th season, Wednesday evening, October 9th, at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in Kansas City. Tickets at kcchamberorchestra.org. More music in just 3 minutes right here on KPR.
Broadening of the Middle East conflict with escalation after escalation. Israel and the UN have had a tense relationship since the beginning of the war in Gaza.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, with Schwab investing themes like artificial intelligence, renewable energy, or pet passion. Over 40 themes to invest in. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
We've just heard the first three of the four movements of the Symphony No. 1 by Florence Price, which will be performed this Saturday night in Lawrence, so you've got to go so you can hear the concluding fourth movement. Find out more information about that at lawrenceorchestra.org. Good morning. This is KPR, where support for classical music comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, October 9th, 4 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org. I'm Cordelia Brown. Stay tuned for more music with Jeff Watson right after the news. He'll have music by Mozart and Leos Janacek and Zoltán Kodály later, and it looks like right after the news, a prelude from a Verdi opera, Max Bruch's concert piece for violin and orchestra, and more. Thanks for listening to Kansas Public Radio. We're on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can tell your smart speaker to play KPR, or you can listen through KansasPublicRadio.org.
Live from NPR.